# Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of our course. Generative AI in Architecture. A Product Owner's Guide. In this first stage, we'll delve into the fundamentals of generative AI. Our goal today is to equip you with a foundational understanding of what generative AI is, how it operates, and how it differentiates itself from traditional AI. As you transition into a role where you will be at the forefront of innovation in the architecture and construction industry, grasping these concepts is essential. So, let's embark on this journey together. # Main Content. # Definition of Generative AI. Generative AI is a subset of artificial intelligence that focuses on generating new content based on training data. Unlike traditional AI, which often focuses on classification or prediction, generative AI creates new instances that mimic the data it has been trained on. Think of it as a creative collaborator that can produce images, text, or even architectural designs, all while learning from existing examples. It's this ability to create rather than just analyze that sets generative AI apart. For instance, if you input a collection of modern building designs, a generative AI can produce unique architectural concepts that blend different styles, enhancing creativity in the design process. # How Generative AI Works. Overview. At its core, generative AI utilizes algorithms and models that learn from vast amounts of data. These models identify patterns and structures within the data, enabling them to generate new, similar outputs. For instance, if we train a generative AI model on thousands of architectural designs, it will learn the underlying principles, styles, and elements that define those designs. When prompted, it can then create something new, whether that's a unique building layout or an innovative design concept. A common example is the use of generative AI in creating 3D models of buildings, where the AI can suggest design changes based on aesthetic preferences and functional requirements. # Differences between generative AI and traditional AI. So, how does generative AI differ from traditional AI? Traditional AI, often categorized as discriminative models, is primarily focused on making predictions based on input data. For example, a traditional AI model might analyze a set of architectural plans to determine the most efficient layout. In contrast, generative AI is more about creation. It's not just telling us what is, but also what could be. This fundamental difference not only broadens the scope of what we can achieve with AI, but also enhances creativity and innovation within the design process. For example, while traditional AI might help in choosing the best layout from existing options, generative AI can propose entirely new layouts that have never been considered. # Types of generative AI models, e.g., GANs, VAEs. When we talk about generative AI, it's helpful to be familiar with a couple of key models. The first one is generative adversarial networks, or GANs. GANs consist of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator. The generator creates content, while the discriminator evaluates it, leading to improved outputs over time. A practical example of GANs in architecture is generating realistic images of proposed buildings, which can help clients visualize concepts before construction begins. Another important model is the variational autoencoder, or VAE, which is particularly good at generating variations of existing data, making it useful for tasks like design optimization in architecture. For instance, a VAE could modify an existing building design to improve energy efficiency while maintaining aesthetic appeal. # Applications of generative AI in various industries. Generative AI is making waves across many industries, and architecture is no exception. From generating innovative design concepts to optimizing layouts for efficiency, The applications are vast. For instance, architects can use generative AI to explore countless design variations quickly, allowing them to focus on the most promising ideas. Similarly, in construction, it can help in creating models that predict structural integrity and aesthetics, streamlining the overall design process. In urban planning, generative AI can simulate various development scenarios, helping planners and stakeholders visualize the impacts of different architectural choices on the environment and community. Conclusion. As we wrap up this first stage, we have established a solid foundation in the fundamentals of generative AI. We've explored its definition, how it operates, its differences from traditional AI, the various models that fall under its umbrella, and its exciting applications across industries, especially in architecture. With this knowledge, you are now better prepared to leverage generative AI in your future endeavors as a product owner. Reflection questions. 1. How would you explain the concept of generative AI to a colleague unfamiliar with the technology? 2. In what specific ways do you see generative AI enhancing the architectural design process in your company? 3. Reflect on a project you've worked on. How could generative AI have been utilized to improve design outcomes or efficiency? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of generative AI. I look forward to seeing how these principles will inspire your work in architecture.